Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So here now our scripture today. This is our anniversary scripture for the season of celebration. Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. Okay. So we chose this as our anniversary scripture, and yet we haven't preached on it. 5 weeks, we've been hearing this scripture, but we haven't preached on it. So Joe and I decided to do a brief, that's the word between the two of us, brief dialogue about this scripture. Of course, it's ascribed as a psalm of thanksgiving, very appropriate for a celebration. So Joe, what stood out? Where's the good news in this pastor for you?
I think for me, what really stood out is the fact that in verses 3 and 4, it really captures a lot of what it means to be a church. We know that God is the one who is over us. We enter into this building every day with thanksgiving, and then we give thanks to God, and we bless God's name. Also, if you cheat a little bit and go outside of the bounds of our text, if you jump back up to 2, we have worship the Lord with gladness, and then also a reminder of the promise of a future church that we have in verse 5, for the Lord is good and reigns forever. Beth, what stands out to you as you look at this text?
So I was really struck by, it is He who made us. We are His, or we are God's. It just seems to remind us of sometimes we forget that the Creator created each of us and tucked a tiny piece of God's self into each of us. We are made by God and for God. Why do you think that we sometimes really struggle with these really upbeat psalms as far as following them? It says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Why do we think we sometimes really struggle with that, particularly in this time and age that we seem to be in?
I think that a lot of the reason why we struggle with upbeat psalms and sometimes even upbeat messages in the Bible is that oftentimes the upbeat portions of the Bible are things that call us into action rather than inaction. When something's negative, it's normally telling you not to do something, which is easy. You just don't do it. But when something is calling you into action, when it's telling you to do this, to go out into the world and serve, to come into the gates with thanksgiving, it takes action. It acts against like inertia. Something standing still wants to stay still. But if we can get that inertia moving, it makes it easier and easier and easier as we keep trying to follow these positive, uplifting messages that are found for us in Scripture. What is your opinion on this?
You know, I agree. I think sometimes we get bogged down with the news of the day, right? It's heavy. It's hard sometimes to go out when all we hear is this really heavy news, the world at war, people struggling to make ends meet because the dollar just isn't going as far as it used to. And so when you hear, enter his gates with thanksgiving, I think some of us go, but really? I don't feel that thanksgiving in my own heart right now. And so it's hard to step out into thanksgiving when that isn't, for most of us, a total reality of life right now. What do you think the invitation for transformation is in this psalm?
I think the invitation for transformation are the invitations to remember who we belong to at the end of the day. If there's something that should be able to transform us as Christians, it's admitting to the fact that we all are here trying to remember every Sunday, that we indeed belong to God. As Reformed people, we really believe that we belong to God. God has claimed us for salvation before we even existed. And I think living into transformation is really encountering that fact and stepping out on that fact and leaning on it as a promise that can guide us and support us as we take the risks that are necessary to be God's people in God's world. Where do you see transformation in this passage?
I think that we have been doing this wonderful celebration and we've been remembering, either through reading, because most of us were not here 175 years ago. In fact, I'm going to bet nobody was here 175 years ago. But the remembering of who we are and whose we are allows us then to take the next steps. Because God isn't done. When we end the celebration sometime this afternoon and we're finished, God isn't done. There's a whole bunch of work that is being called for us to do as church, more so maybe than in the past few years for sure. But God is still calling us. And so I see this transformation, this possibility that God has the next chapter already planned. We simply will step into it in faithfulness and with thanksgiving and praise. My friends, this has been the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.